The Federal Secure Communities Program requires local law enforcement agencies to report all arrests to federal immigration officials. If immigration suspects a detainee is here illegally, then police are asked to keep them in custody. Rosa Akil with the faith-based advocacy group PICO California says the law is supposed to help round up dangerous criminals, but that's not how it's worked.
What's happened in actuality is that the program has swept up everybody and anyone that comes into contact with law enforcement, including someone who gets pulled over for a broken taillight, a victim of domestic violence who reports the crime.
Immigration advocates claim that most people deported under secure communities lacked criminal convictions or were never charged with crimes. Assemblyman Tom Amiano has introduced a bill to modify how the law is applied in California. The San Francisco Democrat wants to ban law enforcement from using immigration holds on people arrested for minor crimes and who lack a serious criminal history. Last year, Governor Brown vetoed near identical legislation, but said he was willing to work on a fix. The Assembly is expected to vote on the Trust Act as early as next week. At the state capitol, I'm Julie Small.